Japanese submarine slammed two torpedoes into her side, Chief. We was coming back from the island of Tinian to Lady. We just delivered the bomb. The Hiroshima bomb. 1,100 men went into the water. The vessel went down in 12 minutes. Didn't see the first shark for about a half hour. Tiger, 13-footer. You know how you know that in the water, Chief? You can tell by looking from the dorsal to the tail. What we didn't know was that our bomb mission was so secret. No distress signal had been sent. They didn't even list us overdue for a week. Very first light, Chief. Sharks come cruising by. So we formed ourselves into tight groups. It was sort of like you see in the calendars. You know, the infantry squares in the old calendars. Like the Battle of Waterloo. And the idea was the shark come to the nearest man. That man, he starts pounding and hollering. And sometimes that shark, he go away. But sometimes he wouldn't go away. Sometimes that shark looks right at you, right into your eyes. And the thing about a shark is he's got lifeless eyes. Black eyes like a doll's eyes. When he comes at you, he doesn't even seem to be living until he bites you. Oh, those black eyes roll over white and then, ah. Oh, then you hear that terrible, high-pitched screaming. And the ocean turns red. And despite all your pounding and your hollering, those sharks come in and they rip you to pieces. You know, by the end of that first dawn, lost 100 men. I don't know how many sharks there were, maybe 1,000. I do know how many men. They averaged 6 an hour. Thursday morning, Chief, I bumped into a friend of mine. Herbie Robinson from Cleveland. Baseball player. Bosun's mate. I thought he was asleep. I reached over to wake him up. He bobbed up. Down in the water, he was kind of like a top. Upended. Well, he'd been bitten in half below the waist. At noon, on the fifth day, a Lockheed Venture swung in low, and he spotted us. A young pilot, a lot younger than Mr. Hooper here. Anyway, he spotted us. And a few hours later, a big old fat PBY come down. Started to pick us up. You know, that was the time I was most frightened. Waiting for my turn. I'll never put on a life jacket again. So, 1,100 men went into the water. 316 men come out. The sharks took the rest. June the 29th, 1945. Anyway, we delivered the bomb.